Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley and Steph with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, six people were rushed to a hospital yesterday after a rapid illness spread throughout an 80th birthday in South Brisbane. People were advised to bring a plate of food to share, and in a matter of 15 minutes, almost a dozen people fell ill and another couple collapsed after speeches were given. There were over 60 people attending this party in Norman Park. Everyone injured is in a stable condition.
New drone technology will be used to target illegal fishers in Queensland waters after a trial run successfully detected boats fishing without permission in protected green zones. Illegal fishers on the southern regions of the Great Barrier Reef will be unable to virtually spot the new long-range beyond-line-of-sight drone, which travels up to 120 kilometers per hour to collect photographic, video and radar evidence. Great Barrier Marine Park Authority Director for Field Management Operations, Chris Cochrane, says smaller drones used in past surveillance missions were ineffective in gathering evidence as they traveled at slower speeds, lower altitudes, and were easily detected. He says the new drone technology can stay longer to obtain better evidence and increase the chances of prosecuting illegal fishers in court.
The parents of 40-year-old Joel Couchy, who killed six people and injured a dozen, have expressed their sorrow for the victims. His mother expressed that the attack was out of character, and his father expressed that he's got no social skills and that he's always wanted a girlfriend. A dozen women, including a nine-month-old baby, were seriously or critically injured and rushed to hospitals around the city. While they claim the motive is unknown, New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb confirmed that Couchy targeted women and it was an obvious line of inquiry. If you're struggling, know that help is available 24/7 at Lifeline, Kids Helpline, Beyond Blue, 1800 Respect, 13 Yarn or Men's Line Australia. In other national news, live streamed on TikTok, a 15-year-old boy has been arrested after publicly stabbing a well-known bishop and several attendees with a pen during a sermon in Sydney. The incident happened on Monday evening at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley, New South Wales. At least four people were stabbed, but the police said none of the injuries were life-threatening. There were riots outside the church as people were begging the authorities to bring the attacker outside of the building. Police were instructed to use mild force as vehicles were being damaged, people were throwing stones, bricks, bottles, and the police fired pepper spray. Bishop Mari Emanuel is seen as a popular controversial figure. In 2021, he became a vocal opponent of COVID-19 restrictions, describing lockdown in Australia as slavery and argued that vaccines were futile. No one died from this incident, and Bishop Mari Emanuel is reported to be in a stable condition.
In international news, authorities in Pakistan and Afghanistan have declared states of emergency after lightning and heavy rain killed at least 69 people in the past 3 days. In the Punjab province of eastern Pakistan, local officials reported lightning strikes during wheat harvesting were the main cause of casualties, while rain contributed to houses collapsing. Heavy rainstorms also hit Islamabad, the nation's capital, and killed 7 people in southwestern Balochistan province. The Taliban State Ministry for Natural Disaster Management also reported severe flooding in Afghanistan led to 33 deaths and 27 injuries in just 3 days. He says 20 out of the 34 regions had experienced flash floods, but about 23,000 families have received assistance from Afghan officials. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.